الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أعمالكم ولا إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أعمالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. From a young age, whether in school, madrasa, or even in the media, we would have very often heard a commonly used expression that don't judge a book by its cover. This is something our parents taught us, something we would have learned in school also. Don't judge a book by its cover. Now we have to analyze and look at this expression. What is the underlying meaning? That don't be overtly concerned about the superficial appearance of something. Don't worry about what is on the outside. Because what is valuable, what is essential, what is important is what is on the inside. Unfortunately, and not just unfortunately, but ironically, as we grew up, we heard this. But majority of us, when it comes to adulthood, in our daily experiences in life, in our goals, ambitions, desires, aspirations, in the targets we set for ourselves, in the yardstick by which we judge our progress, unfortunately, we go completely against this thing. In our interaction with people, with one another, more often than not, the first impression by which we decide how to deal with that person, with many of us, is the color of the person. With many of us, is his financial background, what type of suit he's wearing, what type of car he's driving, how big his bank balance is. With many of us, what degrees he has, what social standing he has, and sad to say, in many instances, which village in India he comes from, or what is his language at home. However, when all these various reactions that occur on the basis of which we interact with people and decide how are we going to deal with one another, if all this is weighed against Quran and Hadith, and not just Quran and Hadith, what we are taught as little children also, we find that there is absolutely no basis or justification for this. Like the poet puts it, in fact the saying I've mentioned it many times before, is rather crude, but it's quite succinct, and it is such that it clearly illustrates this point. Where the poet says, يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ. The poor man walks, and the whole world is against him. تَرَاهُ مُبْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا. He sees the hatred. He sees the manner in which you raise your nose, which you scoff down at him. He sees the fact that in your heart you have no real respect or consideration for him. Because of his poverty, تَرَاهُ مُبْغِذًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ. He has not committed a crime. Poverty is not a crime. Social class that you find yourself in is not a crime. This is Allah's distribution. يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا. He sees the hatred, the dislike. He sees the disinterest. He doesn't know the cause. حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إِذَا رَأَتْ ذَا ثَرْوَةٍ خضعت لديه وحركت أذنابها وإذا رأت يوما فقيرا غابرا نبحت عليه وقشرت أنيابها. He says this type of superficial thinking has even affected the animals. So that when a dog sees a rich man, it stretches out its forepaws and it wags its tail. And when a dog sees a poor man, it barks at him and chases him. What is the underlying implication of what the poet is saying? This type of mentality that will class people or decide how you react with one or two, how you interact with your fellow human being on the basis of what is superficial or what is zahir or what is apparent, this is in fact the mentality of a dog. Animals react like that. Insan, human beings, and particularly those in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who have Quran and Hadith in front of them. What did my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, "Yu'ta bil-rajul is-samin yawm al-qiyamah." A person will be brought on the day of judgment. The word in the Hadith Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses samin. This word literally translated means a big-sized person. What is meant? A person of prominence, a person of status, like how society today. We've made classifications. We say low class. Certain people belong to the lowest rung of society, low class. Based on what? Based on the fact that he doesn't have a big bank balance. Or that he is battling. If he has a degree, he's a doctor or an engineer or a lawyer, then we say middle class. Based on middle class income. And if the guy is an industrialist or a business entrepreneur, and he's got a huge financial or investment portfolio, he's driving around in a fancy car, he's got a 670 bank balance, then what we say, top class VIP. And our entire interaction with an individual is based on that. My respected brothers, what does this say of us? What are our values? We grow up hearing this, don't judge a book by its cover. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if such a prominent person, what society label VIP top class, will be brought before Allah on the day of judgment, what will be his maqam and status there? There the scales are different. The criteria of judgment is different. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? فَلَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُودٍ. His weight or prominence in Allah's court will not be equal to the wing of a mosquito. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verse of the Quran, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا. In Qiyamah, on this day, no recognition. No status, no nobility. Why? Andar kokla hai. Inside is empty. Outwardly was glitter and glamour. Inside was empty. Today when we observe a person, two people are coming. One is wearing the Hugo Boss suit. One is driving the fancy car. Immediately our reaction changes. Other side might be a muazzin. Other side might be a imam sahab, hafiz sahab. What is Allah's scale? What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say with regards to that muazzin? Atwalu an-nasi anaqan yawm al-qiyamati al-muazzinun. He said the people with the longest necks, in other words the highest rank, in Allah's court on the day of judgment will be those who used to call out adhan. They will have the greatest prominence. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَغْرًا إِسْمُهُ رَيَّانِ عَلَيْهِ مَدِينَةٌ مِّن مَرْجَانِ لَهُ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ بَابٍ مِّن ذَهَبٍ وَفِضَّةٍ لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, in Jannat, there is a stream, its name is Rayyan. Above it is a city called Marjan. The city, this palace of Marjan, made out of red ruby, has 70,000 doors made out of gold. Allah has kept this entire city and palace for one who devotes himself to the knowledge of Quran. What is inside counts in Allah's court. Sahal bin Sa'd, Sa'idi radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator, Bukhari Sharif Hadith. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, greater, more mushfiq, more kind, more compassionate a teacher we cannot find. He was, on the one hand, a Nabi, on the other hand, he was Muallim, and the third hand, he was Murabbi also. He nurtured, he made tarbiyat of Sahaba-i-Kiram. And look at the manner in which he illustrates this point. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with Sahaba-i-Kiram. Marra rajulun min fuqara'i al-mu'mineen. Person passed by. The narrator of the hadith says, min fuqara'i al-mu'mineen. Translate this in our terminology. Someone from the lowest rung of society. Battler, faqir, poor man, walked past. Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after this person had left, turned to Sahaba Ikram, Mata Quluna fi Haga. Oh my Sahaba, what is your opinion about this person? They reacted like how we would have reacted. Ya Rasul Hada min al Fuqara. This is a poor man. Hariyun in khataba Allah yuzawaj. Wa in shafa Allah yushafa. Ya Rasulullah, it is very likely that if this man has to propose for someone's daughter, that proposal will be rejected. If he has to intercede on behalf of someone, no one will even give him a second hearing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept quiet. A little while later, another person passed. Now, marra min al ashraf. Our terminology, VIP, tip top. Prominent person walks past. After this person has left, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned to Sahaba Ikram. Ma taquluna fi hadha? Oh my Sahaba, what is your opinion about this person? Ya Rasulullah, huwa min al-ashraf. Like how we would, you don't know, so and so, this is so and so. Huwa min al-ashraf, this is VIP, this is top class. Hada khariyun in khataba an yuzawwaj. Not translating literally. But what did they say? Ya Rasulullah, if he proposes for someone's daughter, that person probably will go read 2 rakat shukr namaz. Why Sharif Khandan, wealthy, prominent, future financial prospects sorted out. Yet what is the reality? Inside is empty. Outwardly it looks like an insan, Sharif. Inside what is the reality? Because there is no taqwa. There is no nur of iman. There is no taluk with Allah. There is no fear for Allah. Inside, outwardly insan, inside is a khayawan, worse than an animal. And what happens? That flower which was nurtured, brought up beautifully, is handed over in the Sharif Khandan with great hopes and expectations. But because inside is an animal, he crushes her from the first day. From the first day, her life becomes a living misery. Both sides. Both sides. Why? Because we are only concerned by what is superficial, by what is apparent. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ مُوَالِكُمْ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in Allah's court, Allah will not look at your appearance. What color, what race, what creed, what nationality, what language, what financial background, not your wealth, not your appearance, will count in Allah's court. وَلَكِي يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ What is inside will count. Break away from this practice of jahiliyat and ignorance. My respected brothers, I am not using this word. Jahiliyat, my Nabi used this word. On the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, on the occasion of Fateh Makkah, he delivered a khutbah and what did he say? إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَذْهَبَ عَنْكُمْ أَيْبَةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَتَعَذُمَهَا بِعَبَائِهَا وَأُمَّهَاتِهَا فَالنَّاسُ رَجُلَانْ رَجُلٌ بَرٌ تَقِيٌ كَرِيمٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَرَجُلٌ فَاجِرٌ شَقِيٌ هَيِّنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَكُلُّكُمْ بَنُوا آدَمْ وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ He said, Islam, Allah, my deen, my shariat, has brought an end to this practice of ignorance, classification on the basis of what your lineage is, or what your language is, or which village you came from, or what your financial background is. This is a basis, a criteria of jahiliyyah and ignorance. Islam has brought an end to this. There are only 2 categories of people in Allah's eyes. Rajulun barrun taqiyun. One is obedient to Allah, who has taqwa. Kareemun ala Allah, he is honored in the sight of Allah. Wa rajulun fajirun shaqi. Another one is fajir, is shaqi. Inside is empty. Allah's taqwa, Allah's taluk is not there. Hayyinun ala Allah, he has no value in the eyes of Allah. The whole world may look up to him. In one hadith it comes, if the inside is empty, أَغْوَنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْجُعْلَانِ Rasulullah ﷺ said, his value is less in the eyes of Allah than the worm and insect that comes out of feces. Why? Because the inside is empty. Inside is empty. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, one day he walks past, the wind blows. The kurta of Abdullah bin Mas'ud lifts up. His shins become exposed. He was nahiful jism, very thin shins he had. One or two sahaba smirked. They looked at the outward, superficial appearance. His legs are very thin. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at them and he said to them, أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ دِقَّةٍ عَلَيْهِ Are you people finding amusing the thinness of the shins of Abdullah bin Mas'ud? فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّهُمَا لَأَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ جَبَلِ أُحَدٍ. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these two thin shins of Abdullah bin Mas'ud will be weightier in the scale of justice than the mountain of Uhud. The second person passed, Ya Rasulullah, if he proposes guaranteed acceptance, if he intercedes on behalf of someone, people will listen to him. After he had passed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard this opinion, and then he turned to Sahaba, Allahu Akbar. Look at the wisdom of our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at how he illustrates it. He said, Oh my Sahaba, the second person who you spoke so highly about, if the whole world population had to become this person and put on one side of the scale and one of the first person on the other side, his value in Allah's eyes is more than the combined world population of the second person. Why? Because what is inside? What greater example can we find to illustrate this? One hand Abu Lahab. Not just Arab. Not just Quraysh. Banu Hashim. Ali Rasul. One of the wealthiest people in Makkah. Their leaders, they looked up to him. But inside incorrect. Tabbat yada. Abi Lahab yu watab. Halat, barbad, destroyed. On the other side, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Bilal ibn Rabah, father's name Rabah, beyond that not known. Mother's name Hamama. Abyssinian slave. Every criteria which we use, whichever angle you look at it, whether it's race, whether it's creed, whether it's nationality, whether it's language, whether it's financial status, this was a slave. It will be zero, 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 zero. Yet, it is the occasion of Fateh Makkah. The conquest of Makkah. The Quraysh, the leaders of Makkah that had not yet accepted Islam, are sitting in the back of the Haram observing what the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are doing. Engaged in salah, in dua, crying before Allah. The time for salah comes. It is almost as if the clock stands still. Because this is a defining moment in the history of Islam. This particular moment will be recorded for posterity. Because for the first time in the history of Islam, someone is going to stand on the Kaaba and call out the first azan of Islam. This honor, each one is waiting. Who will this honor be given to? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without hesitation, Aina Bilal ibn Rabah, where is Bilal? Bilal is summoned, he climbs onto the Kaaba, hatta dhahara. Alal Kaaba, he stands on the Kaaba. This was too much. For the kuffar of Makkah who had not yet accepted Islam, they couldn't bear this, they couldn't understand this. Attab bin Usayd bin Abil Is, he's engaged in a conversation. He's there, Haris bin Hisham, Abu Sufyan. Leaders of the Quraysh who had not accepted Islam, they're sitting in the back of the Haram. And they start commenting, passing remarks with one another. What does Attab bin Usayd say? Alhamdulillah, alladhi qabada abi qabla hadha al-yawm. Shukr to Allah, praise to Allah. That he took away my father died before he could see this day, that a black man will stand on the Kaaba and call out the azan. Haris bin Hisham says, Ma wajada Muhammad ghayra hadha al-ghurab al-aswadi muaddina. Could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not find anyone else besides this black crow to call out the azan? Remarks like that were passed. Abu Sufyan, the seeds of Iman were there. He had not displayed his Islam yet. But the seeds were there. So he said, I'll keep quiet. I'm not saying anything about this. Why? أَخَافُ أَنْ يُخْبَرَ بِهِ رَبُّ السَّمَاءِ. I fear that the Rabb of the heavens is going to inform Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he said. Who is being insulted? Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Where does this insult reach? Who comes forward in the defense of Bilal? The whole world zeroes. Yet, in Allah's court, this insult reaches the arsh of Allah. Jibreel is dispatched. Allah comes forward in the defense of Bilal. Jibreel is dispatched with the verse of the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, inna Allah alimun khabir. That, O people, we created you from one male and one female. فَالنَّاسُ بَنُوا آدَمُ. All of you are the children of Adam. وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. And Adam alayhi salam was made from sand. We created you from one male and one female. Then you were made up into families and tribes. Not so that you regard this as the basis of superiority one over the other. No. لِتَعَارَفُ for recognition purposes. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The only basis of honor and dignity and status and recognition in Allah's eyes is the one with the most taqwa. Bilal has the most taqwa. This is why he's being elevated. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah has complete knowledge. This entire... Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, one is our basis, one is Allah's basis. I'm digressing. Few months back, there was a Jamaat from Palestine. Sheikh Ayaz was the Amir of the Jamaat. There was one get together somewhere. He related one incident. He said on the Israel side of Palestine, there was one Palestinian youngster. The lawyer that represented that youngster approached me, Sheikh Ayaz says. And he asked me one question. He said, Ayaz, tell me, how can I make my inside such that I have that relationship with Allah? When I heard this question, I understood. He says, I understood that he's referring to something. So I said, what are you referring to? He said, I was representing this Palestinian youngster. This is a lawyer on the Israel side of Palestine. He said, I was representing this Palestinian youngster. He had been found guilty for a crime. The minimum prescribed sentence for that crime, 15 years. The judge that was appointed to oversee this case, that lawyer says we all knew him. He was known for his dislike of the Palestinians and his prejudice against them. So he had no good expectations. Minimum 15 years, it could go up to 25, go up to life. The night before judgment could be passed, the mother of this youngster came to the lawyer. And she said, tomorrow, inshallah, my son will get 3-year sentence. 2 years he's already spent, 1 more year he'll be out. This lawyer said, in our terms, I felt that this woman had lost her marbles. I knew this judge. I had no good expectations and I was worried. So I tried to mentally prepare her that don't get your hopes up. This is not a good situation. She was completely unaffected. My son will get 3 years. The next day the judge entered the court. The lawyer says normally he'd enter with a stern face. Today he entered smiling. He made shalom, greeted everybody. When it came time to passing sentence, he prescribed a sentence of 3 years. He says, after the case, I went to that judge. And I told him that today you did something that defies logic. You are known for your animosity. The minimum prescribed was 15 years. We expected more. Why did you prescribe 3 years? He said, last night when I prepared my documents, I wrote down 23 years when I went to sleep. As I closed my eyes, an apparition came in front of me and said, get up and change it to 3. He says, I ignored it. I ignored that apparition and I carried on sleeping. A little while later, that apparition caught me by the throat and said, you will die tonight if you don't change the 23 to 3. So he says, I got up fearing for my life. I scratched off the 2 and I left the 3. He says to Sheikh Ayaz, tell me, how can my ta'alluq with Allah become such like this woman? رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا أَبَرَّهُ. What did my Nabi say? There are many people. Whole world will look down upon them. Their clothing will be tattered and torn, full of dust. Society will give them no credibility or status. But in Allah's eyes, their maqam is such. لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا أَبَرَّهُ. If they take a qasam on Allah, Allah will fulfill that qasam. This verse of the Quran is revealed. The entire conversation is revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi sends for Attab bin Hussein. He sends for Haris bin Hisham. And he says to each one of them, Attab, you said this. Haris, you said this. The moment they heard this, each one of them said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah. They accepted Islam there and then and they made tawbah. They made tawbah because they said it was impossible. It was impossible for you to have heard what we have said. Definitely Allah has informed you. Such was the maqam and status of Bilal. My respect, radiallahu ta'ala, and my respected brothers, the clock of our life is ticking. Allah says, meet me on that day. Meet me on that day with what? What are we concerned about? What are the goals and aspirations and ambitions we have set for ourselves? Allah says, meet me on that day, biqalbin saleem, with your inside clean. with your inside clean, with your inside clean, when you interact with one another, remove this racial prejudice. Remove this classification, judging people superficially. Make our, worry about our own inside. What is my maqam? What is my status in Allah's eyes? It shouldn't be, Allah protect us, Allah forgive us, it shouldn't be that the whole world looks up to us. And there, فَلَا يَزِنُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُودٍ. The value is not equal to the wing of one mosquito. That criteria is different. This criteria is different. Let us be concerned of bringing us onto that criteria that in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we are valuable. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirah.